I'm sorry, this is me again. So I don't need to present myself. But this work is a different topic. So this work has been carried out with, in collaboration with Rafael Rebolo and Jorge Casares. First, I would like to emphasize that we have been collecting high-resolution spectra of low-max X-ray binaries in the last decade, and we have been publishing papers. And mostly, we were interested in performing chemical abundance analysis and also refining orbital parameters. There are several black holes low-max X-ray binaries and several neutron star low-max X-ray binaries. Mostly with typically 8 to 10 meter class telescopes. This object is the XT1118 is an interesting object since it hosts eight solar masses black hole, and it is placed at a high galactic latitude and also a distance of 1.6 kiloparsecs over the galactic plane. The galactic velocities are also comparable to those of halo stars, so it was thought that this object could host an ancient black hole in the halo of our galaxy. But then we went to the Keck, and then we got a spectra, and we were able to determine element abundances. And it happened that the secondary star in the system is more metal rich than the Sun, so we proposed that the system was formed in the galactic plane and then was kicked by the supernova explosion that originated the black hole. Then this data also helps us to refine the parameters, and this is a very beautiful radial velocity curve. I would like to mention that the orbital period is four hours, so it can be done in one night. I'm going fast because I have to say many things. Regarding the evolution of the orbital period, angular momentum losses can be driven by three mainly effects, the magnetic braking, the mass loss, and the gravitational radiation. Mostly magnetic braking doesn't, the effect is for the system could be like minus 0.1 milliseconds per year. Mass loss is the could be the most important effect if one assumes that all the mass loss by the companion is lost from the system, but this is an unrealistic case, and this gives minus 0.8 milliseconds per year. Taking into account that we could leave free as free parameter the centricity, because it is typically assumed that the systems are all circularized. And in such a case, the general relativity predicts periastron precession of the order that induces apparent orbital period change of minus 0.5 milliseconds per year, which is important. This might not be real. The point is that this high-resolution spectra also allows us to infer the time at the inferior conjunction of the secondary star with the black hole. And this, if we track this system for many years, we are able to see if there are period changes. And this is what we are trying to do now. And we have got some spectra with the Osiris at the 10.4 meter GTC telescope in the Canary Islands in La Palma. And here I show you the radial velocity curve of the secondary star. This is one night, and from this night we get this time at the inferior conjunction, and we have two additional nights, but we have not had time to look at them. But the preliminary analysis points to a negative orbital period, which is the first time. It is the first time that this is measured in a low mass black hole binary, if it is confirmed. And this would allow us to put constraint on the strength of the magnetic braking, and also it would provide additional constraint on the different more exotic theories of gravity, like the brainwave gravity. And well, I show you a plot here, but I don't have time to go into it, so I think it's okay. Yeah.